Chapter 18, 10:32 p.m. Chase began to think they were walking backward instead of forward, or else that the GPS was wrong. How could it take over 2 hours to walk less than half a mile? At this rate, we won't get to the farm until sunrise, if at all. The wind and rain were dissolving the road as if it were a sandcastle. Twice, they'd had to wade around a gap in waist-deep water. The last time, all three of them had nearly been swept out into the lake by the current rushing through the opening. The ponchos and the blanket he was wearing were little help in this weather. Wetsuits would have been better. "I'll have to suggest that to Dad if I ever see him again," he thought. "And we need more batteries in the go bag, too." He stopped to let everyone catch their breath and change the batteries in the headlamps, which were getting too dim to see. "This is the last of the batteries. We're dead without light. We'll have to use one headlamp at a time. Whoever's wearing it will have to take the lead and call out problems to the two in back." Whoever meant Chase or Nicole. Rashawn was doing a lot better than he expected. But every 30 minutes, like clockwork, she froze and burst into tears. The fits didn't last long, and she was perfectly fine when they were over, but he couldn't risk having her lead them up the dark road. Nicole took the first lead, and it went smoothly for the first 10 minutes, discounting the wind, the stinging rain, and Chase's throbbing front tooth, which the pain pills had done nothing to help. Chase was a step behind Rashawn, holding on to her arm. Rashawn was a step behind Nicole, holding on to her arm. They'd tried hooking arms and walking three abreast, but when the crosswind gusted, it blew them into one another and their legs got tangled. The chain formation seemed to be working. When the wind picked up one of them off the road, which happened every few minutes, they would drop to their knees and huddle until it was safe to move again. Huddle, hold, walk. Huddle, hold, walk. "Stop!" Nicole shouted. They huddled. Chase switched on his headlamp, expecting to see another breach in the road. But the road looked fine, except for the large log up ahead. "We'll have to be careful," he said. "But we can get across that log." Rashawn and Nicole laughed. "What's so funny?" "That ain't no log, Rashawn said. "That's a gator." Chase stared ahead in horror. "That's not a gator. It's a Tyrannosaurus Rex." "I thought you said the gators were riding out the storm underwater," Nicole said. "Not this one. I bet he's 13 feet if he's an inch. Probably 50 or 60 years old. My daddy would flip if he was here." Chase wished her daddy was there to tell them what to do. The only way they could move forward was to scare it off the road or step over it. "I'm surprised he hasn't moved with the headlamp on him," Nicole said. "We must look like aliens to him." "More like poachers," Rashawn said, "which makes it even stranger that he didn't bolt into the water as soon as he saw your light. They hunt them at night with spotlights. At his age and size, I bet he has a bullet hole or two in him from poachers." Chase looked at Nicole. "Any ideas?" "I guess we move closer and see what the gator does.